If we could have the children come up for our children's message. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good? Morning, Aaron. I like your bus. Very good. All right. I have a question for you. Now, this is a question I don't think anyone knows off the top of their head, so I don't expect you to know it. Are you ready for the question, though? You sure? It's a terribly difficult one. But let's see how it goes, right? Ramona, you ready? Thank you for the flowers, by the way. They're nice. All right. What does it say right there?
How many words do you hear in 1 week?
How many words do you hear in 1 week? What's your guess? In number form? Well, yeah, it would be in number form. But how many words do you hear a week? Take a guess. How many words do you hear in 1 week? How many words do you hear? Any guesses? And I don't expect you to get the right answer either, so.
Infinity.
Infinity. Oh, your dad. Does he talk a lot at home? Oh, we won't open that door, will we, today, right? That's close, but that means that'd be like talking every minute of the day, including when you're sleeping, right? But what's another number? Any guess?
One.
Oh, so there is no talking at your house.
I'm the only talking person in my family.
All right. So we have infinity and one. I did not expect you guys to go from that to that. But studies have shown, and this is just an estimate, a guess, that every day we hear around 30,000 words. So one day is 30,000. So 1 week, and I don't expect you to know the math, they would be how many right there? 210,000 words a week. Now the question is, out of those 210,000 words, what are we hearing, right?
Words,
right? Words from school, right? Words from our baseball coach. Words from our parents. Words on the, what else? On the TV, maybe? Your favorite movie, your favorite TV show. Words on the news. Words from your brother or sister. That's right. That's right. We hear many words. But my question is for you, as you come to church today, what are the words that you hear at church? Yes.
Jesus and God.
Yes, good answer. Right? Yes.
Lord.
The Lord. Now, out of the 210,000 words, you know, I think a lot of times we don't, if we really put this out on a number, I wonder how many words would be of Jesus. And I think that's why it's so important that you're here today. Because at church, not only do we hear about Jesus, but first we hear about the law. We hear the word that shows us our sin, right? The word shows us that we are sinners. And there we, what do? This morning? We confess our
sins.
Good. And the Lord doesn't leave us there, does he? He gives us the words of for forgiveness, right? He gives you the words of forgiveness. And that forgiveness is the words of Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins and who rose on the third day to say, that's right, Charlotte, Bennett, I was going to call you Abe, but Elliot, Avery, Ramona, and Valerie, of course, the one and only Aaron, you are forgiven. And how do you know you're forgiven? Because this is the word of Christ. And you can be certain of that. You are forgiven. Why? Because Jesus died and he rose and he says to you, all your sins are washed away. There is no question. And this is the word that you need to hear. And that's why you're here. Right? How old are you, Charlotte?
Nine.
Even when you're 90. I know that's a long ways off. But even then, this is the word that you're going to hear. Because you and I both, we always need to hear the greatest word of this 210,000 is who? Jesus. And what he's done for each and every one of you. So go now in God's peace. Go now forgiven. Because that you are children of God, paid for by the blood of Christ. Let us pray. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your word, that through all things you give us the greatest gift of Christ. Bless his children always in your word, in your forgiveness, that all their sins are washed away. Lord, lead them and guide them always in your grace. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.